I don't want to be afraid no more. Da 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 da. I don't want to be afraid no more. This is a great song from Bukahara. As I was listening to it this morning, a new thought was born, which I felt the urge to jot it down. A thought that I'd love to share with you this morning. Kind of a letter, really. So this is how it goes. Friends, I've made up my mind. It's time to live life according to how I see it fit, according to how it suits me. No more self-sabotage and self-torture. No more regrets, distress of mind. No more doing things in the name of tradition, in the name of other people's beliefs of what they call culture or religion. Beliefs which have contributed in making me a prisoner in my own world, unable to see or reach out for the light. I believe we were all created with an inner mechanism, inner intelligence, inner knowing. Most of the times, we tend to forget this inner power inside us, and we start living according to other people's standards. We walk other people's paths, not because they've forced us to do so, but because we forget that we have our own mission. We forget that we came to this world for a purpose. The lack of this knowing makes us victims. We start hanging towards others and blindly start to walk their path, following them carefully like a flock of sheep behind a shepherd. We simply forget that we cannot walk under someone else's shadow. We forget the strength within. We forget the intelligence within, the intelligence that's sitting very deep in us, reminding us from time to time that it has always been there, that it is our birthright to go and fetch it whenever needed, and that this is exactly what we need in order to be able to follow our own given path accordingly. Why do we constantly fall into this trap of feeling empty inside? Why do we always fall into this trap of thinking that others can fulfill us, that they can fill our cups for us? Just where does this come from? Tell me. The truth is, this constant dependence fever, expecting others to fill our empty cups for us, can never be fulfilled for long. True, it can work for a while or give us the impression that it does, but before long, we all come into realization that we've once again bought into it. We've once again fallen into the habitual trap and have forgotten that whatever we need is not out there, but in here. Whatever we need is not external, but internal. Trust me on this one. Nobody in this world qualifies to be called stupid. Stupid according to what? Or according to whose standards? Feeling stupid from time to time is crucial. With that being said, it is important for us to remember that this inner intelligence and wisdom belongs to all of us, and that we can always access to it when we take the time to listen to that voice within. I don't want to be afraid no more. Da, 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 da. Well, friends, this text is written and presented to you by Fina the Honest, and it's coming from the source within. Cheers to you all. Have a good day.